Hello there, it's Dominique Vail here again, founder of Invis Youth Charity and your host for our monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show from the Invis Youth Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. You know our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invis Youth's medically adultish population. But you know we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so all are welcome. And trust we're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice for all the non-medical aspects in your life to make things all the better. Moving away from our families now and into our chosen families, we're going to be focusing this audio flash file on the relationships we cultivate with our friends. The aim? To get that relationship with each of your friends to be thriving, boost up the communication, and optimize your ability to get the most of your current and past friendships. We're going to give you one technique you can use to not just cut out friends, but rather to figure out where your friends can serve you best. And it's going to be easy. So now let's take a beat, and as usual, I will be pouring myself a cup of coffee and opening up today's file. So let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file, Make the Best Bonds with Friends by Giving Them Your Easter Eggs. Yeah, it might be the month of Easter for those fellow Catholics, and I'm not talking about that Easter or even the Easter Bunny. I'm talking about more of a Taylor Swift line of thinking, so that is going to be our educational tactic for the moment. When you think about your friends, I like to think about the Cambridge Dictionary version of the definition, because that is a definite way of looking at it. It says a good friend is one who, from time to time, speaks plainly and from a trustworthy affection. It's that emphasis on being a person that's well known to you, that you mutually regard each other with a level of liking, affection, and loyalty. Gotta bring back my English degree basics and drop a definition to get this podcast episode started. What is valuable to note when thinking about who are your good friends is a distinction we talk about at InvisiYouth, and I've grown into it personally as I've gone through my teens and 20s. Friends versus acquaintances, and that's not a bad thing to have tons of acquaintances and a handful of friends. When you have people you know, they don't fill the second half of that definition of friendship that includes the gaining trust, loyalty, and regard. That's what acquaintances don't have. It's the tipping point that allows you to understand the divide between friends and acquaintances, and that comprehension is necessary when you're a young person living with chronic illness or disability and navigating your friendships even more so. The dynamic between you and friends, when you have this additional layer in your life of health struggles, isn't to say, oh, you're different than everyone else, but rather you are going to be balancing and prioritizing different things for yourself. That means at times, friends and others get these last-minute cancellations or changes to plans or delayed replies. You have to realize that the dynamic one might have with their friends does have this layer because it adds this added lens that you need to just go about your life with. Because when you're making any sort of decision or choice, you're also thinking in the back of your head, how will these activities or choices impact my health? Or will I be able to adapt to get to the same end goal as everyone else? There's more thinking in steps when you're a young person making choices to navigate life with chronic illness and disability, and that bleeds into the friendships that you have because your personal choices can create miscommunications and blockers between friends, especially friends that aren't also chronically ill or disabled. Something we've noticed through working on communication techniques and advice for the friends of young people living with chronic illness and disability is exactly that, miscommunication. You are not going to go through the step-by-step thoughts on why you're not hanging out on a certain night or what you don't value the same way as other friends because your priority list might just be different, or why you might have to focus elsewhere in a moment because you're thinking about a doctor or a diagnosis or flare-up while messaging with friends. Because you're not going to be explaining all of your rationale. There's so much room for miscommunication, so much room for blockers and friendships that can build up little by little until eventually you're not being understood and assumptions about your capability or interests start being made. There are assumptions about why you might not be physically there 24/7 in a friendship. So it can be easily assumed that you mentally then disappear from the forefront of a friend's mind. Your decisions that your illness or disability might change the trajectory, that you might still reach the same end goal, but not in step exactly with your friends. For many in a young adult population, it's a concept that's harder to grasp. It's the two perspectives of someone that is living this life of unpredictability and challenging aspects as a young person with health struggles, that's you, and someone that's on the periphery of those inner parts of your life, that's your friends. The dynamic between these two points of view is trying to find that balance of communication between you and friends. You're trying to decipher what you can share or not share about the chronic illness and disability part of your daily life, what you can trust them to know or emphasize to get advice on or to get empathy and support with, or even parts where you want to get that boost of advocacy backup in situations. It's a lot of figuring out not only what parts of you that you want to handle, but also what parts your friends are going to be willing to handle in the non-traditional parts of your life. Because your friends aren't in your body or living in your body, and knowing the rationale behind your life or choices, you're trying to figure out what pockets of your good times and bad times you're willing and able to have your friends be part of. And on the other foot, what parts of your life are your friends willing and able to learn and grow to be a part of, especially if they don't live with a chronic illness and disability and inherently understand. Now that I've told you some of the whys, I'm going to explain a how and a technique here to take these steps to achieve an end goal we've been talking about with your friends. And to do that, you know I'm going to open up my InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary to the latest edition. The Easter Egg Theory. Yes, we're going back to the beginning of this audio flash file and getting our Swifty and Army-like Easter eggs out. Our investigative noun is the act of revealing details, facts, and personal information or decisions through one's independent choices via clue-like reveals. The purpose is to trial the recipient's capability of trustworthiness to handle and be private with the information given to them, and to discover the level of friendship or emotional understanding the recipient can ultimately provide in one's life. When you're imagining Easter eggs, we are referring to the hidden messages that are planted into situations, or even music videos or events, teasers of future projects or thoughts. Like a personal favorite group of mine, BTS, they use Easter eggs all the time in music videos like Yet to Come, or in their concerts or live streams to their observant army, their fan base. They give clues of future title songs, future choreography, and actions the group will be taking. And literally everyone knows Taylor Swift is a professional Easter egg user. There's actually been legitimate research done on her lyrical Easter eggs. And we're not telling you to just throw out some Easter eggs about yourself and see if your friends can instinctually understand and know what you mean without talking. That's setting up people to fail, and that's not evaluating your friends in a way that's serving you or them at all. You want to utilize our Easter egg theory in a way that's going to maximize your relationships with friends. Categorize which friends are best to reach out to in different scenarios and which friends handle the innermost parts of your life the best for different situations and needs. You're in a stage of figuring out if you can trust people, trust them with different types of information, or if they're capable of handling the serious bits of your life details. So you gotta drop the eggs around your friends and see if they're capable of finding them. And then you need to collect the eggs to see what are the facts of how they used them. You drop the eggs with these secrets and pieces of information to see if your friends will divulge your personals with other people, So you keep that recorder memory on that egg to remember if they do or do not show themselves as the utmost of trustworthy friends. And with seeing if they're capable of handling the big stuff, you leave the eggs with those friends and have a mirror to it to see the reaction in the moment. Meaning how they react to you, if a friend will either ghost you or stop asking you questions or begin to feel awkward with the knowledge of different health details. In terms of steps, you gotta be around friends, drop the eggs for you to collect and see how they handle them. This doesn't mean you're gonna end up cutting all friends out of your life per what they say or how they handle things. It means you begin to categorize friendships based onto which circles they fall into the best. Some will overlap like a Venn diagram and be able to handle all sorts of friendship situations. Others might be better suited for different parts of life or topics because you've tested them out with your Easter eggs. It's evaluating your friends in which areas they can thrive in your life, while also being mindful of discovering which parts of the chronic illness and disability elements in your life your friends are equally going to be able to handle and support you in and not be an energy drainer. So since we're coming to the end of this Invisi Youth lesson on the audio flash files, you know I'm going to tell you a quick story from my life. And we're going to my time pre-Invisi Youth because that made my friendships interesting, to say the least. And in desperate need of Easter egg drops back then, I will say, all I had were healthy, non-disabled, quote-quote, friends until I launched Invisi Youth. So the first 6 years of my chronic illness journey, it was me adapting solely to my friends and their ability to be my friends. My health was sucking all of the energy out of me, and now I was needing to use that energy to explain away a major part of my life because they had no experience to understand it. And I needed a change because my friends and I were just not serving each other anymore. And when you're trying to communicate and be friends with people, you want to have thriving and fun relationships while also not feeling like you need to hide every single part of your health life, because that's not fair and it's not fortunate. Because of, for many of us, your chronic illness or disability will bleed into all the little parts of your days too. When I went to university, I was in a pool of people who didn't learn about my chronic illness when it happened, so I could be selective with my friends. At one point, I was going home every weekend because of needing treatment and being with family, and people started to ask where I was going and what was happening. So, I dropped different Easter eggs. I would tell a couple friends where I actually was, but I would set the parameter that I didn't want anyone to know. And I'd tell other friends a bit about how my health wasn't doing well and set the parameter from the tone I was sharing it in that this was something that was a bit worrisome and sad. Then I watched how they handled the Easter eggs. One friend immediately told our mutual friends where I was. So she went into the not completely trusting of secrets circle in my mind. But she was so empathetic about my health and super willing to adapt to my flare-ups in any situation in and out of the classroom. So while I knew our friendship wasn't one telling her all about my personals any longer, I would lean on her when I had issues of needing locations changed, wanted to vent about adaptive professors and having issues, or needed to have comfort of sharing what was happening. I dropped the eggs and let myself see how my friends found them and handled them, and I took control and worked around the Easter eggs information to cultivate and level out my friendships of which ones were the best to go to for different needs of mine at different points in life. I had to remember that it's okay to let some friendships go and to let some come back into your life and hold value in all different areas at different levels. When people don't experience the illness journey, they can only empathize without implicit understanding. So you gotta also have a level of patience with friends, just like they're trying to build up their understanding of odd or last minute changes that we create in our friendships too. Now that we're checking out of story time and back to the Invisi Youth lesson, or more like the end of the file, I'm going to do what we always do, is our reminder in all of Invisi Youth Charity's resources, We encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindsets and even disagree if it doesn't work for you. Remember to fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics and communication style and the way you live your life and the types of friends that you have. Our final drip of knowledge to close this file is right here. Friendships are supposed to be fulfilling in life and bring fun, support, loyalty, enjoyment, and goodness to the foundation of your life. So it's important to communicate openly with friends so they can be a part of your life without feeling overwhelmed or excluded. And that's a tightrope to manage when you're also managing your energy and your days as a young person with chronic illness and disability. That's why we at InvisiYouth created our own technique to figure out how to optimize our friendships by categorizing who suits different parts of your life best, how to set parameters for your own boundaries, and, if needed, how to weed out the friends that no longer serve you. With Easter eggs, you gotta set the parameters for friends. If you're testing their trust, tell them it's a secret so they know the limit of sharing. If you're telling them about hard topics with your chronic illness or disability, set the parameter of the tone in how you're sharing so they can see if they're capable of dealing with the serious stuff and being a sounding board and a supportive shoulder. Friendships don't need to be one size fits all, and they don't need to be friends that are capable and trusting of every situation to be able to handle everything in a full friendship. So you can now have friends for all different needs and all different situations. And that maximizes each friendship you have. Just like you have treatments for all different flare-ups and symptoms, it's important to know your friendships and know what their worth is in your life, and vice versa, what you're willing and able to give back to them, because it's a give and take with friendships. And friends evolve as you grow and go through stages of your life too. And that is all okay. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like always, at InvisiYouth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all its rebellious, game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to InvisiYouth Chat Sessions podcast, like and comment on this episode, please. Share it with your friends and come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon.